Fuck crypto. You don't need the anxiety. Before you bought the bullshit fantasy coin, your life was good. But then you made some money and became greedy. Now the bullshit coin is fucked. And nobody can tell you when it is going to be unfucked. Even the motherfucker who convinced you to buy the bullshit coin, who told you that it is going to be the next big thing, that motherfucker is nowhere to be found. You are on your own. And all you can do is cry about it in the shower and hope and believe that your bullshit coin will go up in price again so that you can sell it and make some money and buy some more and then get fucked all over again. That is crypto.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. And my name is Matt.
Good morning, Rock FM. X, the Jam Hole, episode 829. It's Wednesday, March the fucking 20th. Can you believe Q1's nearly finished? And I mean, it's not looking good, but we'll get all that shit later. I just want to say a big shout out. Daddy Daycare is in the fucking house. He's home alone this week. He's on all the daddy duties. He's buying snails. He's doing shit. And we're bringing the Jam Hole. Once we've been waiting ages. Finn, we've been talking about this shit for fucking ages, right, bro?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. And my name's Matt. And that's BJ. But no, it's not BJ because she's gone. She abandoned us. She went out for a carton of cigs and a gallon of milk and hasn't come back since. At least that's what I told the kiddo. I was like, I don't know. How well behaved can you be? Maybe mama just ain't coming back. Maybe this is what life is going to be like. Mac and cheese and ramen noodles and escargots.
And pet snails. Pet giant snails. Doesn't get better.
Yeah, we go through our phases, and I forget what she was watching, but it wasn't even Turbo. We did watch Turbo after that, but we just started watching these snail videos and slugs, and then we found some of these like African snails get to be the size of like house cats. So then we were like, whoa, can you actually get these as pets? And now I have a terrarium and I have some free range snails here, and I'm a snail farmer now. I'll tell you.
Free range. Do they taste better than the fucking factory bred ones or what?
Yes. Yes. I only feed my snails the finest grains and picked. No, it is interesting, though. There's something very meditative and zen about watching a creature whose life is so slowed down and kind of like the definition of living in the moment. And then having that contrast of like crypto where everything is just like 100 miles an hour to zero. Like it's super calming. And I think it's what I needed. We all need a snailarium with some snails in it that we can just watch and just chill the fuck out, you know?
Bro, that fucking Mickey Flanagan sketch. I don't know if you watched it. I've sent you it like probably three times or something, but like, where he's like, I know why the French eat fucking snails. It's the only thing they can fucking catch. Oh, monsieur. Wait, monsieur, look at this one. He is getting away, monsieur.
Here, Comedy Gold. We should all strive to be so funny and have such epic comedic timing.
I mean, bro, amazing. He's great, Mickey Flanagan. I've got to say, he's one of my favorites. But when he talks about the them leaving the stones and the olives on his pizza, he gets his pizza at the end of the trip, you know, and he's like, oh, we're starving, you know, he's been riding around France on his mountain bike, you know, his racing bike, whatever it is. And then he's like, he gets a pizza on the last night, you know, he's done, and he bites into the pizza, and they've left the stones and the olives, and he's like, you dirty fucking horse-eating cunt. Oh, boys, that's lethal.
Ouchies. 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 So just real quick for people listening to this on the Jam Hole feed, I don't know if we mentioned it on episode 828, but BJ's Pops is in hospice, and he had like months to live, but I guess shit's gotten worse. She was supposed to go down in April and like spend some time with him and shit. But then, yeah, she got a call that was like, he might just have weeks, maybe days instead of months. So she had to fast forward that trip, and she's down there now. I'm holding it down at the home front. And yeah.
Wow, you know, bro. I didn't know.
Honestly. And prayers.
Honestly,
well, you know, I didn't either.
I'm sorry to hear.
You would think a foster kid wouldn't really give a shit about her dad, you know, but no, I get it. I totally get it. It's cool that they actually had a chance to reconnect, I guess. I don't know. I'll let her speak for herself when she gets back, obviously. But yeah, it was kind of crazy because I was like, wait, didn't you like say you were a fucking foster kid? Like, fuck you. Are you just trying to get like a free vacay? Like, if you want to just go, go, bitch. Like, I ain't, you know, I'm not holding you back or nothing. But yeah, so I don't know. Hopefully everything's going well. Maybe she went, you know how like conniving bitches be sometimes. She probably just went to like go pull that plug herself.
Oh, that was pretty bad, but I wouldn't expect anything less from you. I mean, I was about to give like condolences, and you're like, I'm surprised that bitch ain't gone to pull the plug herself.
Yeah, no, we'll see what kind of inheritance she comes back with, and that'll determine the size of the condolences we have.
So, you know, a lot of people didn't like talk about death, and they like think it's like quite negative and shit like that. But I'm going to be very honest with you. Like, I've been through like this whole experience. Like, I've been through the last rites experience. So, Finian, do you know about the last? I didn't even, until you've been through it, you probably don't know about the last rites, but it's mental. Do you know about this shit, Emma?
I don't know about that. I'm a huge fan of Caitlin Doherty and the Good Death. What's it called? The church or not church? Excuse me. The future. The Good Death, Order of the Good Death. That's what it's called. If you go to orderofthegooddeath.com, there's a lot of good info there. But she has a lot of like really good content about death and dying and having it be a positive thing. And actually, it's kind of funny. I was going back and watching the old Curb Your Enthusiasm episodes. Fucking Larry David's my spirit animal. And there was an episode where one of his friends was doing a living funeral. And so, like, all of his friends and shit are dressed up to the nines in their fucking funeral gear. And dude is upstairs laying on the bed with his wife watching through the cameras he set up, watching what everyone's saying about him, like doing the funeral, because he's like, what's the funeral is for the dead? No, like I want to hear you guys say like good shit about me. Like, I don't want to just be dead and not know what was said about me. So I kind of like vibe with that idea. I think having a living funeral and then just burying me in my mushroom suit with my birthday suit and call it good, you know?
Dude, the last rites is a surreal experience, right? It's one of the maddest things you'll ever go through. So basically, if you're Catholic, yeah, Roman Catholic, basically what happens...
Oh, no, Lutheran here, bud.
Oh, no, me too, mate. But you, basically, hey, look out. Hey, you can't fucking do
recovering.
Your plan.
I'm an atheist.
What? You're an atheist.
I'm a Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster ordained priest. So
I don't want to
get into it too much, but if you all need someone to marry you, I got you.
I'm Catholic born, but atheist, like raised, and by that I mean like my father's an atheist, but my mother comes from a hardcore Roman Catholic family. I mean, like I say, my grandma had 9 brothers and sisters. There was 10 of them. Off Irish and all.
My condolences to you. My condolences.
They don't so much as invade as infest. You know what I mean? They don't so much as invade as infest. But like, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's just no joke.
We were all around, if you're Catholic, right? Like, even though me and my dad are atheist. My brother's like quite Catholic, but I'm not. I don't give a fuck, me. I'm Buddhist. Well, I lean on Buddhism as a way of like a guidance in my life, you know, principles. But like, dude, we did this last rites with my grandma, man. I mean, the after story is the funny bit. It's the mad bit, the crazy bit. But like, what it is, and I didn't know this until the time, you get together, you know, and you all put your hands together, right? The family around the body. This person's on the thing about a crocket. And I mean, the doctors are like, hey, seconds. You're talking about, you know, weeks, months, whatever. This is like seconds, and they're like, hey, it's over. You've signed a DNR, do not resuscitate. But with the last rites, you all put your hands together, like, you know, the palm over the top of, like, other hands. You all put your hands together over the top of the body. And what you do is you...
And you all just, like, hold the pillow down and just smother them together?
Or... Oh, probably. Like, so
this is it. Let's go, boys.
That would be the easy option, wouldn't it, given circumstances? But, bro, you actually tell a person to fucking go. You tell a person it's all right to, like, leave this earth, that it's all right to die. It's kind of, I found it weird. I found it weird. Yeah, that's it. I was like, I was in the middle of it. Thing is, this was happening. Me and my brother were drunk as fuck because it was the Sunderland Newcastle Derby Day at Sunderland Stadium. The biggest day of the year. We'd all been out since like fucking 10 a.m. We were so fucking hammered. Bro, and the car on the way at the hospital, for some reason, because we were stressed, because she was dying, and we got like the last rites called, me and him started fighting in the car. His girlfriend's driving, it's his wife now, his mother, Ruth's child, she was driving on the road, and me and him started arguing, drunk, just started punching each other in the car. Then we were like, what are we doing? Dude, we had a cope with this. It was mad. And in the middle of this last rites, listen to this, bro. This is no fucking shit. In the middle of the last rites, we were all like, we thought this was it. It was goodbye. The priest is there. The whole shebang. All the family got you. She just fucking sat up and went, "Give a drink of water." That's exactly what she said. "Give a drink of water. Give me a drink."
Like, no, you old hag. Get yourself. Die already. Fuck.
So, bro, listen to this. This is mad. This is how you can go back to like the year. You can see the derby. It was Halloween, right? This is the thing about my grandma, her death. She got admitted to the hospital from the care home, like, you know, goner on Halloween. That's when we give her the last rites. She died on bonfire night, 5th of November. And then we buried her on Remembrance Day, the 11th of November. It's kind of mad. It was like, it's kind of like the time of year where I'm like a little bit like, I don't know, quiet. But dude, we talk about it to this day. She just sat up in the middle of the last rites and went, "Give a drink of water, like some," and then lived for like 5 days. We were just like, this is not right.
That's epic. That's pretty fucking epic.
Dude, 93. I wasn't trying to like turn. 93. No, not 93 though, bro. 93.
That's a good run. I mean, I'd be happy with fucking 60, you know, 69 for the memes. Call it good. I mean, how much time do you really need, you know?
Bro, you know what she got, though, in the end, right at the end, right at the pinnacle, she got the elephantitis, like water-filled legs. Do you know what I'm talking about?
And then fuck that shit. Give me all the Dilaudid, all the more. I mean, just like open up the pharmacy and let me play. You know, like I'm not trying to fucking be the elephant Titus man. Fuck that shit.
I kind of find it weird though that people are like, I don't know, scared or don't want to talk about it, or it's like, oh, you've got the bad vibe, or like we're all gonna die at the end of the day. It's just like, you know, what life do you live in between? Like,
people are like super superstitious about that kind of shit, and it is one of life's great unanswered questions. You know, I think the movie Flatliners always intrigued me because it was like, what if you could, you know, have somebody kill you and then bring you back and see like what was over there. Like, was it really fucking heaven with a bunch of fags all singing at you? Or like what was going on, you know?
Dude, it's what, like, about the cast in that movie? That was Julia Roberts, Kiefer Sutherland, Julia Roberts. Like, that was, dude, that was like after Lost Boys, that was like his next big like movie, wasn't it? It was Julia's like first proper like bang. She was a superstar after that movie. That was insane, Flatliners. I love that shit.
Oh, you know what's a trip, man? I started watching. I didn't realize Curb had been on for like over 20 fucking years. And it's a crazy 20 years, man. You look at the most recent season and look at like how old Richard Lewis looks like right before he died and how old Larry David is and Ted Danson and shit. And then you go back to like season one. And they're all fucking like spring chickens and shit, like hair, not all like fake colored and shit. Like time was not nice to some of those cats. And the best thing about that shit, my girl Tracy Ullman was in that shit. The last
she's amazing. Tracy Ullman. Tracy Ullman's amazing. Tracy Ullman's
love her.
Tracy Ullman was me dad's crush, me father's crush for like God knows
how. She was my crush when I was a kid.
But okay, so you know how you always Americanized like our shows and like, you know, Shameless, The Office, the this, that. You always Americanized shit, right? So basically, Curb Your Enthusiasm. There was never like a kind of like British alternative, right? But like we had our own shit going on where, because this is like pre, you're talking 20 years, right? Pre Netflix, it's pre all of like.
Yeah, it was like 2000. They didn't have like cell phones and shit at the beginning. Like he's on his big old car phone. It's kind of funny to watch how everything kind of changed just through the lens of that show and like what they show as far as like the tech for the day and everything. It's pretty interesting.
So the reason I've never ever watched it or ever got into it or never been like a big Larry David fan or whatever, right, is because yes, it was on
like Jews.
No, it was on.
It's the Jew thing. Okay.
I bought three clowns with Jew noses. I don't even know how you did.
Stop it. Wait, Jew nose? Like
no,
clown? Like Juno?
Jew noses, man.
Juno.
Fuck you. Anyway, where's Kyle? Get Kyle in on the convoy. He's just sitting back thinking, what are these two daft cunts talking about? But mate, I've got nothing against Jewish people. I mean, I've heard the greedy, but yeah, isn't everyone? I don't know what to say about that front, but mate,
I love the way he owns it in that show. Like it's so fucking perfect. That definitely him and Whistling Diesel are probably my two like media celebrity spirit animals if I had to pick.
So if I was watching anything out of America back in the day, it was like shit like The Sopranos, et cetera, right? That was downloading on torrents. Obviously with on demand, it's different these days. There is no fucking back. But like, are you telling me I should go back to the beginning and I should enhance my life with Curb Your Enthusiasm? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying if you got some time to kill, like you could find worse to watch. I was just randomly on that kick and then I finished the recent and went back and I was like, holy fuck. It's a very jarring transition going from 2023 to 2000, you know, like it's such a crazy chunk of time in our fucking history. And then just to watch it through the eyes of some old curmudgeon-y fuck and just the actors that are on that show, like there's so many classics. I'll tell you what,
do you know what's mad? This is a good, not a segue, but it's related. So I can tell you the American shows that I grew up on, and by growing up, I'm talking 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. I'm talking Mork and Mindy. I'm talking MASH, right? I'm talking all the classics.
Saved by the Bell. I got you.
Well, Saved by the Bell was years later. I mean, well, the MASH thing is, obviously, MASH was made. Like, so MASH was what my dad watched back in, like, the late 70s, like, early 80s. And then, like, he got, like, you know what I mean? So, like, bro, but I bet you can't say to me, oh, this UK program, like, you know what I'm talking about or not? massive.
Well, yeah, I mean, like black books and stuff. I mean, but nothing. The syndication, I don't think, went both ways like that.
How much
like,
have you seen?
I think you guys.
How
had
much
more.
Have you seen a mash? How much of mash have you watched the original?
I never really liked that. I don't know. I never really got into that shit. When I was a kid, my grandparents lived in Woodland Hills, and they would always take us to Malibu Beach. And my grandfather, every single time we'd go by, he'd be like, "You see those? You see those? Not those are the mountains that they film mash on." I was like, "All right, cool, Grandpa." And I wasn't like, I'm way into that shit now, I guess. But when I was a kid, when that stuff was coming out, that wasn't really my vibe, I guess.
Bro, you know, my favorite program of the week when I was like 6, 7 was The Fall Guy. Oh, holy fuck, that Fall Guy.
No, I don't think I watched that one.
What? The Fall Guy? You must know The Fall Guy, right? Please tell me.
Oh, this just in. We got some breaking news. Joe's nuts are contaminated. Joe's nuts are contaminated. Potential salmonella contamination. Joe, wash your nuts, Joe. Wash your fucking nuts.
What are you talking about?
Wash your nuts. If you shop at Trader Joe's, watch out on those nuts, because you get salmonella. If you're in, wow, that's a lot of states.
But anybody with salmonella
as well. Salmonella. You fuck around with them chicken heads, you will catch salmonella.
Anyone with salmonella is not fucking tweeting because they're in the worst fucking period of their fucking life. Like, if they don't die, even if they survive, you're going to be fucking wrecked for a fucking very long time if you ever recover.
I just saw that in the news feed. I didn't know Joe's nuts were so dangerous. If you don't know, Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, what California, degree? Colorado, Idaho, Kansas, Louisiana, New Mexico.
Do we know what degree? Wait a minute. Do we know what degree? Like, dude, there are degrees of salmonella, you know. I'm there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. These are fucked. That's the
nowhere.
Degree.
Oh, my God.
Salmonella is an organism which can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail or elderly people, and people with weird shriveled nuts, just
so
like
dude,
Joe.
Find the article on the cruise ship that got hit with salmonella.
Oh, ships are bro, fucking...
No, it was like, it was weird. There was salmonella in like the lettuce or something, and like 4,000 people got fucking salmonella.
I'll pack my own sandwiches before I fucking eat that shit.
Have you heard about when people were shitting on the deck and that or not? People were like outside on the deck and that. Dude, like zombies walking around because the plumbing fucking broke because of the like amount of shit that was going on in the plumbing. And they're like, oh, bro, terrific. This entire story is
That's raw, dog. Like, imagine trying to just hang your ass over the side of a fucking cruise ship just to take a shit. And fucking seagulls and fucking... Fuck that.
Dude, did I ever tell you about when we were on the Amsterdam trip coming back or not? When the bird lost her fingers or not?
No, tell me. I'm going to smoke so I won't be in front of my computer. So tell me. Tell me a story, Papa.
So, like, obviously, I've been to Amsterdam 11 times, right? I've only ever flew once. So I've been on the boat 10 times, right? Amsterdam is closer to my home city where I was born and grew up, yeah, then London, right? On a flight, it's 55 minutes to London, 50 minutes to Amsterdam, right? But we did this, like, it bought, like, overnight, the Queen of Scandinavia or whatever. It's get like furry, and it's got nightclubs, and it's got the fucking saunas and the bowling alley, and so, you know what I mean? It's like a little hotel, right? It's cheap as fuck. Anyway, we went there. It was one time. We were all gone. We were on the boat on the weekend. Normally, you'd leave work Friday about 4 p.m., right? And you'd literally, like, the ferry left at 5:30. So you just, like, drive straight from work, straight to the ferry, you know, 15 minutes up the road, jump on, bang, all the boys are weary or whatever, you know, with the couples or whatever for the weekend. Anyway, we were coming back on the Sunday night. So you're like, you leave on the Friday, right? You sail overnight. You arrive Saturday morning. You'll stay Saturday night in Amsterdam. Like wherever, if you've booked a package or you might have booked your own place, wherever you stay, right? And then on the Sunday, you come back and you jump on the 5 o'clock again, same time. You know, it leaves England, it leaves Amsterdam, and it does the overnight thing and it arrives in the morning, right? Anyway, we were coming back one time, and if anyone's been on a boat, right, a proper, like, big, like, fucking cruising fucking boat, you know, with fucking thousands of people on and casinos and all sorts of shit, you'll know that, like, when you get outside and you get on the deck, they got some pretty, like, big doors, right? Right, some pretty hefty fucking big doors to, like, you know, keep that outside shit in the oceans and that from, you know, getting anywhere near inside. Anyway. So you didn't fuck around, like, when you're getting, like, in and outside kind of thing. Like, and anyone I've ever known ever has ever, like, gone outside on deck and, like, just been a pleb. And it was, like, fucking, oh, fucking 10, 11 o'clock at night. We're going through that part of the North Sea where all the oil rigs are, the North Sea oil rigs. And it's mad because they're fucking dotted, like, all over the place. Like, it's crazy. And you, like sail through the middle of them. Anyway, we were out there, we'd been partying a bit, we'd been inside actually, and we'd been in a fucking, this room with these birds, we'd all been fucking session. It was proper, like, you know, great time, nothing wrong. And then we did, like, bail outside on the upper thing, right? And I just remember that door was heavy as fuck. So, like, people were up there, you know, there was people at the toilet, and it was just your average, like, little fucking scenario, whatever's going on. And then,
I'll tell you, if this story doesn't end, bro, I'm going to be disappointed.
Bro, weird. Like, I just remember chatting in this bird's ear, talking like it nice, like blah, 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 right? And then I just remember the fucking the scream like I've never heard before. This fucking bird, it was windy as fuck as well. It was really badly windy this like night, right? And the boat was rocking all over. But this bird had come out. And she'd fuck, I don't know what she'd done. She'd like push the door open or something. And then like, I don't know what happened, dude. Like no one can like say to me, oh, this is distinctly exactly like what happened. All I know is that like, apart from my thumb, all four fingers were fucking chopped off. Like literally, on the inside. Dude, they were
the door got her ass. Shit.
But wait, they were on the, but the fingers were on the inside of the ship. Right, and the door had shut.
Did you say
fingers? No, but everybody, like we were all outside on the like back of the ship, so it was a little congregation away from the like. No one was really at the door, and then everybody just looked around, and there was this bird screaming with like knee fingers, fucking blood shooting all over the place, and everybody, and there's knee fingers anywhere, bro. Like, only when fucking the door was opened, holy fuck, so the
yeah,
door...
where are the fingers? Oh. You gotta get the fingers and reattach them.
No, it was over.
Imagine, like, trying to wipe your ass without fingers.
So, the medivactor, I remember from that night, though, the medivactor on a chopper. And it was like, holy, it was big shit. Now, listen to this. Hey, do you want a big kicker? Do you want a massive kicker?
Don't leave me hanging. You're giving me blue balls over here.
So we were all wiped out as fuck. It was all like, it all happened. And then we dispersed. And then me, Yorkie, Finno, I think two of the girls who were proper fucked up at our mates, yeah. We were in our little cabin. Like, if you've ever been in these little cabins, like the mad as fuck, like the bunk bed things building the wall and shit, like proper like...
Fire.
But bro... So we were in there and we were taking a fuck ton of weed back to the UK. And then, so we were like, fucking, we was like, made a couple of little bongs, a couple of spliffs, right? And we were like chilling because you could always smoke in the, because there was never a problem on the Amsterdam ferry smoking in the cabins. And then what happened is, bang, the knocks on the door. We had like, I'm going to have to remember the name.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's a name. Oh, the captain's got a dude. I forgot his name. He's the dude that can lock you up. Every ship's got a place that can lock you up in, you know, by the way. People didn't know but like every ship's got an area. The brig. So this dude though, well, these dudes, they came knocking on. Now listen to this. How funny is this? They came in, they gave us like a bit of a quiz, like obviously like Dutch, whatever. They gave us like this big quiz and blah blah. But they were like, they were decent, but so they were like, right, this is a situation. like, either we take the weed from you now, like the new at this point. Like, it was a waste of time. The room was stinking. The new, this girl's fingers had been cut off. I mean, it was game over, right? So, yeah, they took about, I don't know, it was about 1,800 quid's worth of weed at the time. We probably had about 4.5 ounces between the couple of us. So we're kind of like, kept that across. So, like, and that was like, this is proper stuff. Like, we got hit, like, but you know what? They kind of laughed at us, you know, on the way out. Like, this weed that they taxed wasn't going back to, like, anyone but them. Like, we knew, like, the way that they kind of acted, like, after the event.
Oh, yeah, they wasn't checking that shit in. That's paperwork. Fuck that. They're smoking that shit.
Exactly. But that was a kind of mad story, that one. Holy fuck, that was mad. That was proper crazy. That, like... I don't know what to say about that, like, but singing you with ice tank.
Yeah, no, that's great. Thank you. For centuries, rumors have abounded that Abergavenny sits on top of a huge underground network of tunnels that were once used by everyone from Owain Glyndwr to sex-crazed monks. Over the years, many...
What tunnels? What tunnels? Repeat that for me.
The Abergavenny network of tunnels here. Over
that.
The years,
what state is that in? What state is that in?
No fucking clue. No idea. Over the years, many amateur sleuths have attempted to prove if the tunnels exist, but to no avail. Until now, semi-professional long-distance runner Johnny Turnip, no relation to Johnny Appleseed, he believes he has found a portal to the hidden realms of the town, and it happened by accident. He says, "Quote: I was trying to make contact with one of the fair folk when it happened. I know that may sound like the ramblings of a lunatic, and once I would have agreed with you. However, after my encounter with a member of the Twilight Tag the other week on top of the blow range, I don't know what these words mean. I'm one of the Wide Awake Gang now.
Wide Awake Gang!
Also known as Wagon. Wide Awake Gang, I know... these mythical creatures are real, and if we had attempted to catch it, instead of fleeing the scene in fright, we could have been kings of the world. Fairies, I don't know if you guys know this or not, fairies can grant wishes, see? Wah. Fairies can
what
grant
would you,
wishes, see?
What would you
and
prefer
now
to
we
be true?
Know, and now we know they're real, we're going to capture one, and we're going to make it do our bidding.
What would
Turnip
you
reveals what
sorry,
if Dave. I caught one?
No, no,
three
what would
wishes,
you,
right?
What would you prefer?
That's genius. That's genius. Shit.
What would you prefer or real, right? If you had a choice of two, what would you prefer would be real? Would it be either aliens or mythical creatures? Oh, he's got the co-host lag. Wait a minute, guys. He's got the co-host lag. He'll be back. I want to know, what would you prefer? Aliens to be true or mythical creatures? I'm going to go mythical creatures all day long. Like, I'm
for
going to...
fuck's sake. Oh, am I here? Okay.
Yeah, yes, you're back.
Well, see,
did you hear the question?
That's a pretty wide spectrum. I mean, are we talking mythical creatures like fucking...
like minotaurs?
Like Bigfoot?
Minotaurs,
vampires?
Yeah. Everything, yeah,
are we
yeah,
talking... because
yeah.
that I feel like we would fare better... against aliens, because I think if aliens were real, they would be so far away from us that by the time they got here, like, we would all be dead and gone and dust in the wind. It wouldn't matter. But mythical creatures, I mean, does that
yeah, we would
also,
be better. There'd be rules, bro. There'd be rules. Magic,
right? Well,
magic.
That's what I'm asking. Like, if mythical creatures are real, then does that also make real the weapons to slay them? Because if not, we're pretty fucked, you know.
Welcome. Yeah, we have new speakers, new entries to the Rat FM X the Jam Hall, episode 829. Forfin, Daddy Daycare. It's a very special episode. Welcome, Red Eye Bear. Welcome, Tank. Tank, how you doing, you pleb fucker? You okay? Are you polishing your fucking gold or what to do? At Scrooge McDuck,
yeah,
how
no,
you doing?
I'm making a... What the hell are these things called? Hold on one second. You guys are going to love this. I'm making and heating up. They are pancake sausages on a stick for my kids. These things are the best.
What?
What?
Are they posh corn dogs or what? Are they posh corn dogs?
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
Legit as fuck.
Maple syrup on the, yeah, it's freaking all in one, dude. It's pretty good.
Do you know how old I was before I fucking found out what corn dogs actually were? And my first experience with corn dogs is going to wipe you out.
See, this is, we're so stuck in crypto. We're like worried about, oh, what does innovation look like here in this digital space? Meanwhile, people are putting sausages inside of pancakes and they're inserting syrup into the things we eat now.
It is so efficient, dude. We don't even have to have
separate syrup containers anymore.
It is next level efficiency, bro. Like, they have skipped forward in evolution so far with this. I absolutely love it. And I put it in a microwave. I put it in a microwave to boot. Dude, I didn't even cook
so
this thing.
Can a Brit just like quickly talk about, you know, Northwestern American breakfast cuisine? I mean, I've been to America, you know, I went to Ponderosa, all you can eat buffet, you know, I've got a right to commentary. You fucking right dirty fucking bastards when it comes to breakfast. Yes, fucking have sweet and savory together in the same mouthful. I can't even imagine like the fucking smell of mixing the two. Like, hey, it's breakfast. I'll have some cereal. I'll let that digest, bit of milk, you know, bit of fucking corn, whatever. And then I might have some fucking baked fucking savory shit. I might have some bacon, something. You's just like, let's get some pancakes. Let's get bacon because we need salt. We need maple syrup or fucking beer. I mean, I don't know what to say about you.
I'll tell you, the best thing right now is that I can fucking DoorDash from the International House of Pancakes, cheesecake pancakes, scrambled eggs, bacon, and a goddamn lemon meringue pie.
My life
and I don't gotta
over.
Fucking leave my fucking this is the fucking future.
My
fuck
life is over. Is
that, you know, they only do that because there's demand for it, Finn. Someone had to ask for this. And it's like, fuck it, we're serving cream cheese.
We all asked for it. We all.
So the funniest story I ever had, though, like from Finn, was about Wendy's. I mean, I didn't even believe like the rumors about Wendy's until like Finn confirmed it was true. And he was just like, oh, bro, like, I feel like I need to come to America once. Like, it's on my bucket list. Is it crazy to put Wendy's on your bucket list, Emma?
I'll tell you what, if you come here, I'll take you to the last Blockbuster video in existence in Bend, Oregon. If you want to live, you want to get a slap. We'll shoot fucking guns out the window.
No,
we'll
no.
Fucking fly down the highway shooting guns at signs on the way there, and we won't be kind of, we won't rewind that shit. You know what? Whatever movie
minute.
You want, baby. You come down, visit, you say, let's go to Blockbuster.
Wait a minute.
You.
Are you, wait a minute, because this is like, this is really intriguing and interesting. Are you shitting me that there's a Blockbuster franchise that actually eventually was able to fucking stay
there
open?
Is
and
one.
No
there
way.
Is one Blockbuster in the United States of these beautiful United States of
how
America.
Close it, how
here.
Close is it to your house? How can you get a photo tomorrow?
I can't tell you that. I can't tell you that.
Okay. All
you
right.
Can
okay.
Look from Portland, Oregon to Bend, Oregon. That's about the distance. I don't live in Portland, but it's close enough.
It would be, you know what? It would be like normal if you did live there. We'd be like, all right, okay, so the cap fits.
I would blow my fucking brains out if I lived in Portland. I'll tell you what, that Finn, place is fucking raw, dog.
Finn, you sent me a video of the police on unicycles juggling, riding past the Prague for fucking.
Yeah, that's the fun part of Portland. That's not even the part of Portland where as soon as you fucking shut your car door, windows shatter. And you turn around and look, and there's like some fucking crackhead hanging out the fucking door like trying to grab change and shit. Now, fuck that.
Are you talking about Montgomery, Alabama?
I'll kill somebody before that shit happens. No, I'm sure it's bad in other places as well. It just Oregon, for whatever reason, probably because of the legalized fentanyl and everything, like just fucking went off, man. They showed up.
I made a video on the way down to my beach house. I'm telling you guys right now, if you guys are anywhere in the South and you guys go to the historic town of Montgomery, Alabama, fucking just skip right past that place, dude. Just speed, hit people. It doesn't matter. You do not want to go there. That place
so, bro, you know, we were talking about this the other week when Top Gear did that journey and then they did the spray paint on the car and they drove through fucking where you're talking about in Alabama, right? And they had like Jesus's gay and everything like spray painted on the cars and that's all like Richard Hammond spray paint like Jeremy Clarkson's car. Clarkson spray paint like James May's car, you know, like they did, and it was like, dude, the most expensive. Holy fuck, bro!
It's so bad. It's so bad. It's literally, I forget what the exit is, but when you get off of 65 South and you go to that exit, you immediately smell like you're driving through a sewer. Like it's that you might as well just shit on yourself, rub it all over, and say you're fucking from Montgomery.
And in the summertime, like the there's a couple spots that we go by on the way to the golf course, and like you on certain days, man, you catch that whiff, and I swear it like hangs out in the car. It's like in the back seat, putting its seatbelt on, asking, "Are we there yet?" It's just in the back stinking. So bad.
is that whole belt? That whole belt, though. What is it? Because it's like New Orleans is. It's like Alabama, Louisiana, though. Like it's the whole thing is proper.
The Bible belt.
The Bible. Oh my god, dude!
The
Dust
Bowl.
You know what's crazy
about the Dust Bowl?
I actually read a thing on Harry Cormick Senior. You know Harry Cormick Senior, right? Harry Cormick Senior, though, like his father, like the biggest Bendis DA. I think me and you, Tank, were talking about Ben DA's the other day. He's like the biggest Ben DA in American history. Like literally, the wrongful conviction rate was like more than double, like the national average. Like they basically were just like sending people to death row instead of their like not. I'm gonna say friends, but people their friends were like protect like. That whole, like, South, even though you might call it the Bible Belt, and they might think the fucking Bible-bashing Christians are all bent as fuck down there. Like, people just disappear down there, right? No problem.
Oh, you don't got to tell me, dude. It's freaking bleh.
I have to say, even driving through Florida back in the day, I don't know if can you remember this, when there was the British couple were fucking, like, assassinated by, like, the young kid. He was only, like, 14, so... This would have been, September 1993, right, was when I was there. And it was like the month before or like 6 weeks before. So like around about, summer kind of like 1993, Florida was booming. You've got to think like travel back in them days wasn't like what it is now. Like, you know, before then we were going to Spain. We started opening like direct flights from like, you know, Manchester and places. I remember like one of the first like direct flights from Manchester to, I'll tell you where we had to fly. We flew to Bangor, Maine. It's called Bangor, Maine in Canada, right? And then we flew from Bangor, Maine down to Florida. That's how you cross the Atlantic because they have this thing with flights where you try not to fly over sea as much as possible. So with anything, if anyone knows anything about any flight plan on Earth, the number one thing about a flight plan is that you go over land as much as you can, even if it's like a slight diversion kind of thing. So when you fly out to Northern England, you fly up and over Greenland. And I remember going to Bangor, Maine. I remember going down to Florida. But just before we went, some British couple on holiday, normal, you know, on I-95. Some fucking 14-year-old kid with a gun come up, bang, bang, rob them. Like, oh, yeah, bro, that was lovely, like, before we jumped on the plane. Like, but America, I've only been once. So I teach American history, but it's, I don't know, fellas. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know what to make of that.
Well, take a look. I posted it up in the nest there. If you go to bendblockbuster.com, bask in all of this glory right here for you. You're welcome.
Finn, have they reversed any of the shit going on, like in up there in Seattle or Washington State or Portland or anything? Like, are they still like all mad out? Like, can't take any drug, can't do what the fuck you like? Are they still mad cunts or are they reined it in?
Yeah. Oh, baby, there's always going to be mad cunts. Mad cunts are everywhere. That's just the nature of the beast. Speaking of mad cunts, Selena, Sevier County, a Colorado man was arrested in Utah after police say he traveled to California to pick up a 10-year-old girl he met on social media so that he could allegedly, okay, saying he did, not saying he didn't, allegedly marry her. So there you go.
Marry?
Joshua,
like marry?
Joshua, marry her, yeah. I mean, certain religions, you know, I don't want to judge, okay? I'm say respect any group that can go bully the IRS. I mean, you know, like, they got some power there.
What's complete
nuts.
Wait a minute. What's Scientology's greatest achievement? That's a good question for you.
Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise.
No? Sorry, I hit the mute.
I was going to say John Travolta.
No.
Making up a religion based around a science fiction story and then getting their tax-free status bullying the IRS.
You're not getting the program. You're not getting the point, bro.
Hold on. I just thought of something.
Oh, Tank, right. You're going to have to wait. And you can come straight in after me. Bro, I'm sorry. All fins.
You know what? This is the jam hole. I'm going to unmute everyone. Well, and I'm going to say, Tank, you go ahead.
This is important. This is life-changing for all of us. You're my Scientology. You're my fucking God now. Why the hell don't crypto bros just make up a religion for crypto? We call it crypto religion, and then we get tax breaks because all of this.
A couple have tried. A couple have actually tried. I believe we reported on this a couple episodes ago, and the IRS is and the SEC is looking into them currently.
Oh my God, though.
So I'll call this Scientology's greatest gift to the world is the hacker collective that we know as Anonymous. So you missed my angle.
It's 6 a.m. All right. You gotta lay it on a little thicker than that, friend.
So without Scientology, we might not have like Anonymous and what Anonymous became from what it was. So like pre-Scientology, Anonymous was like fucking nothing. Post like what happened and the situation, I mean, it became what it did. And then there are obviously a lot of other caveats to add on that. But I
feel like if not Scientology, eventually somebody else would have. And Anonymous, I mean, I guess they made their name with that, but I feel like they were doing other stuff as well. Don't ask me a name example.
Well, it was born out of a lot of, I mean, listen, the whole thing with Anonymous is the whole thing with 4chan. It's the whole thing with Occupy Wall Street. It's a whole thing like massive magnitude. No, but there's also like splinters within one of the biggest things, obviously, is the Occupy Wall Street, right? And then the infighting that happened.
Let me tell you what Anonymous really was. Okay. Anonymous was the government's attempt at recruiting computer hackers. Okay. That's what Anonymous was.
And it's, what do you mean?
I thought it was just a bunch of bored hackers who just wanted to hack into the government because they had nothing else to do.
It's a lot more than that.
The thing is, arrested was like 14 years old when he first started working for Anonymous and doing stuff.
But wait, there's Anonymous.
Shido Brown, Chris, welcome.
Chris is Anonymous 1.0 and this Anonymous 2.0, and they are very inherently different things. And it's like you might, people might be on the surface with like Anonymous and that, but if you really have dug deep and you all know like proper the history, great, I'm going to have a convo. But like there's a really twofold convo about the original 4chan migration to this, like, but you know, a bunch of plebs doing DDoS attacks, etc. And to what it then
I'm
became.
Still stuck on this religion thing. It's going to be faith 2.0. My religious status, and I'm never getting taxed again. Fuck all these people, dude. I'm fucking doing it.
Right.
Well, they already did it with the flying spaghetti monster. You could become a Pastafarian. You could wear one of those things.
I got my certificate and everything. Who wants to get married?
This guy is a bearded fucking bird and all this shit these days. I'm fucking, I swear to God, I better not get taxed for my religious beliefs in crypto. Fucking faith 2.0,
right.
Baby.
Right.
I mean, some of us be losing money religiously. So let's just say, you know.
Right. We're 55 minutes in. Chris, one second. We're 55 minutes in. Guys, we are not doing a little room reset, but we're doing a little room reset. A little cheeky one. All right. We are doing a Rack FM X the Jam Hall EP fucking 829. Or Bedloy Yisip Gao Bart in Thai, if you're speaking Thai. Like, I'm multi-fucking lingual. Cunnilingual. I mean, I'm all over it, me. Right, we're resetting the room. Finn, the Jam Hall 828 was class. We had the baboons with fucking meat cleavers attacking their handlers, blah, blah, blah. I missed a little bit. Did you touch on the ladyboy?
Do you like how I took a video that you sent me, a little like 8-second loop, and I turned it into 25 minutes of fucking nonsense content?
Robo, I learned something. You mentioned ladyboys there, and it brought up something I learned. Did you know that statistically, Thailand has the smallest dick size on average?
He said Juno. Did you know?
Good job. I'm not from fucking Thailand, isn't it? But good job, I live here.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm wondering, have you noticed this in your daily observations as well?
Me fucking dick was bigger than my fucking ex-wife's head.
Out of all the dicks you come across, you mentioned the ladyboys.
I don't know
on a day to day basis. What's the average dick size you would say that you're handling there?
When you're going to get your boy
on the daily
in the morning. How big, like on your morning walk or trek? Yeah, what's the average you're seeing?
Right. Okay. So we were talking.
And
about
thank
monkeys.
You, Red Eye, for bringing it back to the real questions that the jam was all about. I appreciate that.
Dick size. Well, it's got to be proportionate to the size of the human being, right? So, like, how tall are these Thais? Is what the real?
Oh, they're tall.
Nah, bro. They're like seriously, nah. All the fucking volleyball players and that over here, they're all mixed race, man. I'm telling you, every single one of the Thai fucking volleyball, the women's volleyball team are really good. Like, proper fucking good. They're all fucking off-breeds, man.
Well, they've got to be similar to, like, I'm used to, like, Filipinos. I grew up next to Filipinos my whole life. They're fucking short. Like, compared to me, I'm a
My missus was 5'6", and bigger than her father, and bigger than everyone else in the family, like.
Yeah. So they got the Filipino that Thai is not going to walk around with like a fucking 10-inch dong and shit like that when they're only 4 feet tall.
Yeah, they're just dragging it like a snail, just fucking.
It's like they're posting up their bike on the kickstand and shit. Dude, that's not happening.
Have you seen, what was it, Dom Jolly back in the day when the snail goes over the traffic lights in the street? Oh my God, that was so cool. Anyone seen that, like the fake fucking, like, you know, the human inside the snail costume? And he goes across the fucking zebra crossing. No. Oh my God, that's what it reminds me of.
Can I give you an update? You were mentioning episode 828, and Ben was back. It's been the first episode. He's been back in a minute, and we have that story about people selling feet pics. And he must not have, because he hit me up yesterday, and he said he got an eviction notice. And I was like, how the fuck did you how, what the fuck? He's like, I've been working so hard, and I still can't pay the rent. I'm like, motherfucker. You got to work smarter, not harder. If you keep doing the same thing and you're not making those bills money, man, like, what do you think's going to happen? The bills ain't going
to work. Has he got nice feet?
I don't think so, but he gets the eviction notice and he's all surprised. I'm like, how could you not expect that? Like,
when people act surprised,
I feel like I got another fucking kid.
Yeah, dude, when people get, like, eviction notices or, like, any kind of notice, and they're like, I'm like, get the fuck out of here, dude. You fucking knew that shit was coming from a mile
like, you
away.
Know, yeah. Unless, like, you're being extorted or some bullshit. Like, if you're paying the rent and the landlord's, like, not paying the rent with it or some shit, I told him just claim squatter's rights and fucking keep door dashing and maybe you'll get a raise.
See that fucking story of that chick in New York trying to get those squatters out of her house and then she got arrested for changing the fucking locks?
No, well, those squatters are fucking no joke. There was several episodes where there was stories about that shit. Like taking over property, house, home, like not giving a fuck.
Yeah, get your license. Get your license changed so that your address is at that house that you don't even own.
It's only popular.
It makes it even
that
harder.
Nice house you just walk by every day. Like, I think this is going to be the house.
If you get a house sent to you and you got fucking like some kind of lights or electricity and shit like that, you can't even turn it off. Even if it's in your name, you can't turn it off if they're fucking there. It's insane.
It's only popular in America though now. This shit has been going on in England, like hardcore since late 60s, right? So you know the generation, you know the 69 generation, blah blah blah. Everybody knows what I'm talking. Summer of Love, et cetera, Woodstock, blah blah. Back in England, in London, they were just doing this, and literally they were like creating like mad like communes, like just like bye bye. And now the laws in England are so fucked. People have got like multi-million-dollar homes that they can't even get access to. England's fucked for this. Like, I don't know what your laws are.
I'll
like
tell you something right now, though. Anybody squats in any one of my properties, I will fuck you up. There will be no
stand your ground for sure. It'll be stand your ground all over this fucking driveway. No fucks given. Like
nobody will even know what the fuck you're mumbling to the police after I'm done with your ass. There will be no fucking police report, dude.
Dude, you're talking with Vince talking about. Do you know what happened to me when I was a kid though? When I went to jail,
nothing good.
First time. No. What happened is that my gaff, right, which I was like renting from the council, yeah. What happened was is that like they just kept like still charging me rent for like six fucking months while I was in prison. And then like when I came out, they just hit me with this like massive bill. Fucking I was just like, what? Guess how long it took to go? It took me and my mum like fighting in the courts and everything. 2 fucking years. 2 years to fucking quash the shit. I was
that's ridiculous.
Because when you're in prison, you're supposed to write letters to these utility companies and let them know. That's what they expect you to do.
Yeah, but when you're in prison,
if you don't have money on your books, you can't order stamps.
You're in prison, you know what I mean?
If you don't have time, you can't go use the fucking phone to call them. And you don't have a dictionary or a fucking like computer to look up the damn right. I couldn't tell you what the fuck my damn utility bill phone number is. If I could, how the fuck are you supposed to tell them that you're in jail?
Tank, do you know what's really sad right now? I'm going to tell you all now. You know what's really sad? And I've got away from it. I can't be asked to even talk about or hear that shit. This is how I've got no Facebook, whatever. It's like the old people and that man in England and that are like dying in their houses because they can't pay their bills, like their energy bills. Can I just say to people, like, are we trying to kill off old people making energy bills that expensive these days? Because, like, I'm glad my home is well off. No, England.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, dude. I've actually had these morbid thoughts before. I don't know. Hopefully I'm not the only one that has these weird fucking thoughts. But like, I don't, you know how people like love their homes? They're like, I want to die in my home. Like, fuck all that, dude. I want to die out there in the world.
In the woods.
Rat motherfucker, dude. I want to be like in Walmart, walking in and making a scene when I, and I want everybody to circle around me and see me die. I don't want to die alone.
What was that show where the dude like goes and just like sits down at his news desk and just blows his fucking head? What the fuck? Was that Network or fuck? I can't remember the name of it, but he just like walks into work or something or into a trial maybe. And he just puts the gun in his mouth and just.
I don't want to commit suicide. I just don't want my death to be like, oh, he passed peacefully alone in his house that he loved. All by himself. This is what he wanted. Like, fuck that. I want people to remember me in terror and or amazement of the way that I died. I want to be walking into Walmart and fucking the alarms go off. Yeah, dude. I want people to go. I want little children to go, what happened to that guy? And it be stuck in their brain for the fucking rest of their life. And be like, remember when I was five?
Sounds like Tank needs a killdozer.
Yeah, dude.
So if I can get a word in edgeways, this is what I said to B-Bands about 2 weeks ago. I wish she was here. She must be busy. 2-3 weeks ago, I was like, okay, when it's time, I'm just going to fucking go and get rent a truck Ferrari and put it in her wall at like 200 fucking 50 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. That was a good chat. Yeah.
No, I was like, seriously, like, I'm not gone out like a pleb cunt, like, fucking what I'm saying.
Then I asked you if we could just Thelma and Louise that shit off a cliff, and then you got, like, all pussy made, bitch made, and, like, she's like, oh, I'm afraid of heights. Like, fool, you're dying. Who cares?
Yeah. But, hey, was there, Thelma and Louise, I remember.
Yo, before we wrap this up for the jam hole, you guys start another space after this if you want, but I got to keep these a certain length. The other thing we talked about on the last episode was that Boeing dude who fucking quote unquote offed himself, but like, did he really?
So
just me thinking it's crazy?
We had Tank out of space a couple of days ago, and I think Tank did that. Was it your space or Seffy's where I mentioned the bone thing?
Bro, I tried to record that one and it disappeared. I'm really sorry. I fumbled that bag hard, homie.
So basically, Cold Fusion. I mean, it's a great YouTube channel, right? Like we've got it. No one can say anything. Whatever you want to say about Cold Fusion, it's on the money. But the fact he did the last week and then this week, or was it just just gone last week? Like I'm ahead, dude. The fact he's done like two episodes on Bone within the same week. And like he did the interview with like the Dutch guy, the pilot who's got the biggest YouTube channel on fucking air safety and crashes and blah, blah. Dude, there's so much going on with this Bone shit. I don't even know if we're actually going to find out about it. I mean, we will end because it is a jam hole. Finn's going to like spin it up as the jam hole, and I'm so proud. Great stuff. But we'll spin up unrecorded. We will talk about other shit. But this Bone shit. Dude runs fucking dude. Like this is.
Are you saying bone? Like boing, a bone? Boing, like she don't eat meat, but she bone? Sure likes a bone.
Boing, man.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I'm so glad you said that.
All right.
I kept thinking, am I missing something?
I've just had a joint. I've actually got the roach of a peanut butter fucking cookie joint in my hand, and I'm like hyper because I've had. Yes.
Thank you, everybody. Cool. Thanks for listening. Email info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com. That's the website. Check it out. Voicemail line for you, 406-204-4687. Leave us a message. We'll play it on the show. And peace out, y'all. We'll catch you next time.
Love ya. From the second I entered, I go directly to center and write a letter to help measure up a healthy agenda. Rolling me in like Hannibal Lecter, a fan of delectable tasty treats. I'm eating while I'm sitting, penning my lecture. Motherfuckers ain't even ready for the terrors. I'm stressing the next in line's gonna feel a little extra depression. Civilized on a wheel, not really specimen quality. I said, you gonna be next if y'all don't quit following me. I'm just wasting my time putting madness to methods. Devil on both of my shoulders, making sure I get wrecked in every single little scheme. I got liquidity entering, destined to be the motherfucking king of blue heaven. Instead, we getting rugged. It's a messy profession when you're investing like a pessimistic thespian wrestling. Nah, I'm just messing. I'm drool on my keyboard just like a DJ, LARPing like a furry. Y'all can't hurt me, y'all the pretend.
But you fucking stake with exchanges, centralized exchanges, getting dick up your ass with 5%. You're a fucking pleb, bro. Like Robo used to say, you're a fucking pleb, bro. Fuck off, bro. Fuck off, pleb.
Like a plant, like
eat
a real
eat
plant.
Eat a fucking dick, man. If Robo was here, dude, I'm gonna speak for Robo. Eat a dick, dude.
You're quite the pleb, Jimmy. He's right.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm being called a plebe, or I think he means a pleb.
From the second I entered, I knew I'd never do better. The more meta, the bounty seems another hectic vendetta. So remember, remember, the 5th of November. No matter the level of randomness in the stream, it's all just patterns in a dream. We're electricity beings, I ain't even eating vegan. I'm a copper wire singing its elated lead to go from one place to another, looking for the fresh meat. When the plate is empty, that's when you could be the next feast. We do our hunting while they sleep. Close your eyes and make it peace. Then realize there ain't no peace. Drowning out the noisy needs. Waiting for the trap to spring. Sacrificial backup. Pack your things. We're gonna battle our way out of all our maladies. Smicky and Mallory loaded with calories. Replacing all their weapons with dentures and salary. Suck it up while you're balancing. Couple lines so you don't fall asleep. We are browsing through the back catalog. Silent our policy. Let's go.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.